This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Hope you are all doing well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and keep you strong and reward us all for the good that we do. حكم قول الصحابي. This section now is on the ruling associated with the opinion of a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was alive. They believed in him and they died on Islam. That's why Imam Suyuti says the greatest Sahabi is Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam, because he met the Prophet on Isra wal Mi'raj, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was still alive. We don't believe he's dead, strongest opinion amongst the Sunnis. Basically, consensus. And he will die as a Muslim. SubhanAllah, something to think about. Anyways, he says, Rahimahullah, Imam al-Harawi, Nathana Allah ta'ala bi ilmihi fi darini ameen. I want you to remember this. There are going to be four opinions about what is the legal implications of an opinion of one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
قَالَ وَقَوْلُ الْوَاحِدِ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ لَيْسَ بِحُجَّةٍ عَلَى غَيْرِهِ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ.
So he says that the statement of one of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a proof on another companion. So that's the first context.
الصحابة قول الصحابي ليس حجة على قولي أو على الصحابي أو على غيره من الصحابة. خلاص. وهذا على قول الجديد. وهذا على قول الجديد.
This is the later opinion of the Shafi madhab, meaning that previously they considered it a proof. Later on, they did not consider it proof. We know there were two iterations of that madhab.
As for the statement of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what do we mean by statement here? We mean the legal opinion,
something related to a ruling of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an individual sahabi, on people who were not sahaba. So sahaba ala sahaba, we just addressed it. But what about the opinion of a sahabi on someone who's not a sahabi like us? There are four opinions amongst the jurists about this.
Number one, أنه ليس حجة وهو مذهب الشافعي في الجديد.
That it is not a proof. It is not allowed to be used as a dalil, if you will. It can be used as supporting evidence. And this is the later iteration of the madhab.
واختيار الغزالي والآمدي.
And this is what Imam al-Ghazali preferred, and al-Amidi, sahib al-Ihkam, a great scholar of usul al-fiqh, preferred.
الثاني أنه حجة مقدم على قياس.
That it is a proof, and that after the Qur'an and Sunnah is not qiyas, but qawlu sahabi.
وهو مذهب الحنفية والشافعي في القديم.
And this is the madhab of Sadat al-Hanafiyya, and it was the former or the first earlier opinion of the Shafi madhab. So what is it? That
يقدم على القياس. قول الصحابي يقدم على القياس.
So that's the opinion of Sadatina al-Hanafiyya, and the first opinion, although it changed as we mentioned earlier,
of Sadatina al-Shafi'iyya. الثالث أنه حجة إذا كان مخالفا للقياس.
There's a subtle difference here, and that is that it is a proof when it goes against قياس. قياس of who? قياس of the صحابة. What does that mean? And this is the opinion of Imam Malik رضي الله تعالى عنه. That means that if it's clear that صحابة is saying something which is not rooted in analogy, not rooted in what's called al-adillah al-ma'qula,
right? It's not rooted in their own personal ijtihad, but it's clear from how it's phrased and how it's stated that there's no way they would have said this without it coming from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that instance, mukharifan lil qiyas, it's a proof. So that means within that whole system, there are indicators of when an opinion of a sahabi is ijtihad and when an opinion of a sahabi is marfu' al rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is connected, muttasil, musnad ila rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first opinion is not a hujjah. The second opinion is a hujjah that comes before qiyas. The third opinion is that it is a hujjah when it's clear it's coming from that sahabi's ijtihad al-qiyas. Subhanallah. That's the opinion of Sayyidina Imam Malik and our madhab. والرابع أنه الحجة في قول شيخين أبي بكر وعمر. The last opinion is that it is the opinion of Sayyidina Abi Bakr and Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab that their opinions are hujjah. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, اقتدوا, you know, emulate those two, Shaykhain, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As far as the Malikis go, the third opinion, but let me review again. So number one, the statement of a Sahabi on another Sahabi is not a proof. The statement of or opinion of a Sahabi on other than the Sahaba, there are four opinions. Number one, it's not a proof. Number two, it's an authoritative proof because of who they are. That comes before qiyas, because it's considered like a riwayah. So that's going to come, and we see sometimes people, unfortunately, and in an uninformed way, accuse Imam Abu Hanifa of not relying on hadith or his madhab. This is complete nonsense. Actually, he was one of the most strictest imams in the acceptance of hadith and his reliance upon hadith, radiallahu anhu. But here we see that coming out. Listen, qiyas, he's saying, is from ma'qulat. That involves the individual intellectual exercise of a scholar. Whereas qawlu sahabi, this is sahaba. The sahaba, we assume, is not going to say anything except it came from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third opinion is that if it's clear that what the sahabi is saying, what they are, you know, speaking to, is not rooted in ijtihad, but rooted in what we say, it's marfu', it's raised to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it's a hujjah. Slight difference between Imam Abu Hanifa school and the school of Sadatina al-Malikiyya. And finally, that it's only a proof if it's, you know, coming from Sayyidina Abi Bakr or Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Maybe some of you who've read the Muwatta, you noted that Imam Malik, he quotes the Sahaba a lot. So maybe this appears to contradict what you've maybe seen in the Muwatta or even in some of the Mutawwalat in the Madhab. But Imam Ibn Ashur, he says something nice. الَّذِي يَتَخَلَّصُ مِن مَذْهَبِ مَالِكِ أَنَّهُ لَيُرَى قَوْلَ صَحَابِ حُجَّةِ إلا فيما لا يقار من قبل الرأي ما تقرر أن له حكم الرفع ولهذا كان اشترط مخالفته للقياس قريب من هذا. نعم. Basically, this is what I said earlier, but in a much more articulate, brilliant way. Imam Ibn Ashur is saying, when you see things, for example, like this in the madhab, like it's clear that when it's not coming from qiyas, it's a proof. When it's coming from qiyas, ijtihad of a sahabi, it's not a proof. Then he says something, فَهُوَ عَلَى مَعْنَى تَأْيِيد قَوْرِهِ وَاجْتِهَادِهِ. Hey. He says something nice here. أَمَّا مَا نَجِلُهُ يَتَمَسَّكُ فِيهِ بِقَوْرِ الصَّحَابِ كَمْ يَقَعُ كَثِيرًا فِي الْمُوَطَّى. So he says something I mentioned earlier. Excuse me, I missed this point. He says, and what do we see, you know, in the Muwatta of Imam Malik, the Muwatta of Yahya, that this reliance on the Sahaba, it should be understood that those opinions generally are mentioned because they are ijtihadat, which support the ijtihad of the people of Medina and the ijtihad of Imam Malik, radiallahu anhu. أما ما نجدوه يتمسك فيه بقول صحابي كما يقع كثيرا في الموطأ فهو على معنى تأييد قوله واجتهاده أو ترجيحه بين الأخبار عند الاختلاف.
And also this is mentioned by Al-Qadi al-Baydawi in the Minhaj. It's very interesting what he says, that the reason that Malik does that is to support his position, or to support his preference, or to support when there's a difference about the soundness or application of certain narrations.
We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waffaqana wa iyyakum jazakum Allahu khairan wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.